We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, or Amud Beis, which is Sha'al Leidus Amochim Peri Gimel. In Rav Matuk Midvash, it's Daf Samech Aleph in Chelik Beis. Okay, so here we go. Sha'al Leidus Amochim Peri Gimel. Now we're going to speak about Sha'al Leidus Amochim. Pshuta Kamash, we're speaking about the Leida of the Mochim. Of Zeampi. So, V'ata now we are going to Mivaya Inyan Aleda, Ech Yolda Imay Loa Itzun. Pshuta Kamashma, we're going to speak about more in detail now about how Ima is Noilad Za. How Ima is Loa Itzun. I'm just trying to see where it's on my name. So I can find it. Okay. Here we go. V'hine, b'biru tefilas. When we find we in biru tefilas, biru kavonas kreishem on nizvay inyan ledes ima iloin ezun. V'sod shesh tevas sheyesh b'posuk shma yisrael. Over there, shah kavonas in shma yisrael. Pirush the kavonas in shma yisrael. We say the six words. The first postuk over there, there explains about the inyan of ledes mochim, ledes of the leda of za or zun. Ein sham heitiv shesham isbara. Okay. The sod the inyan here is mekatze. He's going to tell us a little bit of the inyan in what we have. Vehine, vehu sod. Sorry, the sod the inyan who kihine who kihine zahu holed havlad notun beibu my ima shitfuna. We know that Zun is going to be in Ima for 9 months. Ubikolos Tesha Chodoshim at the end of Tesha Chodoshim Ibu as Nolad V'yotel Chutz. So far, no Chidushim, like a normal baby that's born after 9 months. It says there is the same thing in the parts of the emesis is Nishtazoi. Why is it Nishtazoi? Because we learned that already the Kalim only take the Kalim take 12 months to be properly rectified. So says the Mefarshim, I think it was the Beis Lechem Yehuda that I saw, the Beis Lechem Yehuda Taka, that says, Enechlam, he's speaking about a normal Leda. That's a normal Leda that takes 9 months in our world, Olam Hazeh. But in the world of Patsuv, in Taka, it takes 12 months. Right. Ve'omnam, yesh b'chinas Leda ben beza atzmo, which we're talking about the Kelim Shabo. Ben bebechinas amochim shelo shel zman gadlus kenizke le'el. Shem bechinas ruchnius v'neshomas amochim deza. V'shtei bechinas shavas v'kavan izbaya etzleinu sh'tamid nichnasim mitlabishim nai de'ima amispashtim toch za atzmo. Ben bechinas zman ibo or ben bekatnu shuz man and yinika, or ben zman agadlus and nikra tzleinu mochim de gadlus shuhu ruchnius or mochim keniska. Okay, so let me just explain to you again. We've seen this in many times. There are three stages in the growth of za, which is called ibu. Second stage is called mochim, and the third stage is ibu, yinika, and gadlus. Those are the three stages that we go through. Three stages we go into the growth of Zah. Now, in all those three stages, really, be'etzem, Ibo, Yenika happen more or less the same time. So let's call it Ibo, Yenika, and then you have in the Patsufim, Ibo, Yenika stage, and then this is the way Beis Lechem Yehuda explains. You have Ibo, Yenika stage, and then also you have the Gadlus stage. Now, what's going to happen is that the Ima is going to feed into Zah. In this process of called Ibu V'yenika, and create what's called the Vak, which is Za. And then later on, Ima is going to go back into Za, creating what's called the Gadlus of Za, to create Za to a position where he's Takel Godel. Is there any nafkamina? No. The process is the exact same. The way that Ima goes into Za while he's still at Ibo and Yenika stage, the exact same way that Ima will go into Za and grow Za into a Gogol. So says Arizal, I'm going to not explain to you the Ibul Yanika stage, because it's exactly the same as the godless stage. So he's going to explain to us the godless stage, and there we the Dami Milsa the Milsa will know how to grow za at a stage of Ibul Yanika.
Which is something extra in the godless stage, right? Just the later stage on the earlier.
No, it's the same. It's the same. Same process. It's the exact same process. And therefore, he's going to duplicate. Instead of telling us twice over, he's going to explain to the godless stage, and that's going to be good enough. That's going to be, that's going to explain to us what happens in the Ibo Yanika stage. Now, so let's just revise what we spoke about. We spoke about how this process is going to be duplicated. Now, there is a fundamental problem over here, and that is, if we think about it, that in the stage of Ibul, by definition, Ibul meaning that the child's still in the mother's stomach. Okay, that means the child which we're talking about is Zah here, and Ima. Is the Ima, part of Ima. Now, Bishlama, when he's a Godel, we can understand there's a part of called Zah. We can understand there's an Ima coming in. She's Mispasha to Nahi into Zah in order to create and give him more Shefa. But in the Ibul stage, where the Ibul is still inside the mother, how's a child to say that the mother's giving over her Nahi into Zah when the Ibo itself is cooler inside of Ima? That's the kasha, Shol Dwek, he's asking. So he answers, is that Anachanami, there's two dinim, Shnei dinim. One dinim is taka, that when Zah is born, the Or of Ima will be Or and Kelim of Ima, or Machnis themselves into Zah to grow Zah. Mitzad Acher, there's another din while Zah is still in the mother, that it's not shayach to say the Ima's Nahi goes into her, but rather we're talking about the Ha'ora. He says the Ha'ora of Ima then is Mispashet Menube inside of her into Zah. Into Zah. Yeah. Sorry, it's not the Eshel, it's actually the base Lechem Yehuda. Actually in the Perikud base. Okay, so let's continue now. Now, Hineni Maschi Levaya says the Arizal, I'm going to start explaining to you the Inyan here. The beginning is latest Mochim de Gadlus de Zah. Again, we're explaining when Zah is already a Godel, not a Godel, he's going to become a Godel, and this Inyan of Ima being Machnis into, that's called Mochim de Gadlus into Zah. Shefa, spiritual shefa into Zah. Like we said, the two previous stages of Ibul Yanika is identical to what we're going to explain here. Now let's start. Veda. The pasuk in Shmos Aleph Tezayin. It says like this. Vayome beyaledchem. You know, the power spoke to Miriam and to his daughter, and he said to them, "You are you helping the Israeli women to give birth?" And he said to them, "You have to kill them when they're giving birth." So says Chazal is talking, it's a Gemara and Soita Daf Yud Aleph on the base. It says, Ki avnaim hem ayirchaim shel isha. What's avnaim mean? What's pshat? We don't know what's pshat. Pshat says Chazal, those are the thighs of the women. Kasher yoledis mitzantanim mitztaninim umitzkashim kemo avonim avnaim. Malachim nikraim avonim. That when they're giving birth, the thighs harden up in order to allow this process to happen, and they're called taka rocks. We're going to explain more into depth now. הנה, יש אורות רבים ששם, שם בבטן אימא אילון. We know there are many אורות in אימא אילון, על ידי איבו הזה, הנזכה לאל. והבלד הוא הזה רוצה לצאת ללובד, להתוולד. ולהיות פי רחמן צר, and since the, we're talking about the lot of אורות in אימא. Zah is also inside the stomach of Ima, and that's also Oiras. For Vibao Taka, there's so much oil over there. Therefore, the Vlad can't get out because the Rechem is too small. But when the Zman Leda comes starts, the Nigman Zman Ibo, then the whole Inyan of Ibo. The Zman Ibo has finished. Kavan Nitka min Yistayra Ibo, as Bebchinas Orod Veruchnius Sheyesh B'nai Ima Mistalki Misham. Olim lemale beguf ima atzma bemokam ha'ubo omed sham bebechinas ibo az mitrabim sham ha'orot vehine yesh sham or shel tiferet atzmo de ima va'orot shel ha'machatzit haguf ha'tachton shela kenizka v'kol ha'orot zezun sh'omdim sham besod ibo v'az ha'betin shela yechola lisbo ein ha'betin yechola לסבול כל ריבוי האורות ההם, אז ואז האורות של הבחינס היא עם העצמה שהיא בלס בייס, דוחים את האורות הזון שאינן שלה, ושהם אורח ומוציאים אותם לחוץ דרך פי היסוד שלה, ונבקע ונפתח רחמה ויוצא לזון לחול. So what happened over here? So what happens is, in order telling you the sod of Leda, what's the sod of Leda? The sod of Leda's pshat is that the nahi of Ima retracts, goes back up into her tiferes, and since there's a ribo of oil, remember she has her oil over there. Zah is also oilus, it's also over there. By the fact she's retracting her nahi back inside of that mokum, that's merabel oil, and pushes out the blood. That's the way it works. That's the ganze inyan. אורז רוחד מזמן המשמש מסתלקי משם ואוילם למעלה בגוף אימא עצמה במוקם שאיבו שם and then מזרע במאורז and that's how it pushes down the out נמצא זאת אריזה שעליאס ויסתלקו זו אוזנאי ישלה ממת למעלה the fact that her nai is going back up the oil going back up הוא לשני תועלס that means there's two תועלסים that's happening על ידי that the nai of אימא goes back up Echa letzor of Vlad, which is explained. The Leda will help, that process will help to push the baby out. Shalidei aliyasa mitrabim sham ha'orot, v'dochim et ha'u b'motzim otan v'chut. V'asheni, what's the other toelis? The other toelis, letzor ha'mochim d'zah, k'muwa tzleinu, she'enu nechnasim m'zah, ela achei he'yoiz, m'luvah she'benai de'ima, aber l'chein hu tzruch lihidroken מהמאורות שלהם כדי שיכנסו במוק המאורות המוקים דזה כי שני בחינס האורות שלה ושל זה אי אפשר להיות ביחד מי זה אגיד? There's two to L is the fact that the nai of Ima is coming up first of all it's pushing the vlad out the second to L is what? Is that by her emptying out her nai right? There's two dinim of here one din is that there's kelim and there's all In the Nahi of Ima, that means the Kedim of Ima, there's Oiras. She's Mali the Oiras on it. It means wiping out all from her Nahi. And that, there's a Tuelis, not only the fact that the oil is going to come back and push the child out, but Zah is going to use that empty Kedim of Nahi, Netzachot Yisod of Ima, in order to create himself. That's Taka the Yisod. V'hine, Kasha, Olim, Mitzdalkim, O'os, V'nai, the Ima, Hem, Olim, What's going to happen now? The fact that her oil again is repeating itself. Some stalak ima v'hem oiling. Only bechati al tachton shel tiferes the ima atzmo. They go up until the halfway of the tiferes. Asher sham hu mamad zah besod ibo. Ibo is still there. Again, he's repeating himself. V'dochim et oiso motzim osi lechut. He pushes that oil push now zah outside of her. In kenim so sheyesh om nitachas moko machaze di ima. Therefore, it's found out. It comes out that shehem om nitachas moko machaze di ima. Shesham om nishtei dadim shel isha. All the oilers are going to be in that mokum all that mokev in the chazer of ima, and you know what else is going to happen? The amazing feast is going to happen. Shesham omdim shtei dadim shel isha. Those were the dadim of the isha created. Shehare hem oisim toelis lishis ve'aliyasim lemala. He adds nitosa ve'ara gedoyla ve'chazer bolitim oisim ve'ara techutz. The fact that the her nai is coming out is going to another toel is the fact that the dadim are going to come out protruding from the ima. Nasim b'mokom ha'chazer ki ein shtei dadim ve'nifka'im u'mem yata chalav leheni ketu'u ba'achar leida. Ve'zehi yasi v'atam lama ein ish b'chinas blitas dadim. That's why a man doesn't have dadim, because he doesn't have this inin of the leder, the hind of the nai of the all, the all the nai coming up, being boiled out from the chest. V'hine zeh nirgash b'chush al rod shebitekev achar leder zav achalov v'yotze de'ar dadim. And that's taka, we see that b'chush, the woman after leder, straight away the dadim and taka flowing with chalov. Masha Egib Tchilasa. Masha came before that, there was no. That's Taka proving the system. Vihini, no, the Shachol of Hood, Dam Betchilas, Taka was Dam Betchilam. Shahayo Omid, the Mata Berechem Shalom, the Alam Isham Adamokam the Dadim. The Nafach Lecholov, Alidea Alias Elo, Orot, and Iskam Sham, and the Malu Gorm, Nafach Lecholov. He didn't explain exactly how this happens, not here, anyways. And different Mokam, it does explain. But he's saying that another toalis is that not only that it's going to create the dadim, it's going to create the cholov. How's it create the cholov? The fact that it's going to be mali, the dam, and through the dam it's going to create taket this inin of cholov. Let's go right here. Obezei yuvan masha omu b'chazal. The Gemara says taket brochas of samar gimol amudab amud beis. Al apostle zoisa toira. Zoisa toira. I'm just adding a few words. Zoisa toira. Adam ki yomuz boel. That's what I shkent the apostle. A person who Zoysa Torah, Adam who yomus, someone who dies in the Ohel. Talking about Tumah V'Taharim. But the Gemara attack in Brochas of Samar Gimel Amud Beis brings down a deal called Resh Lakish. Amar Resh Lakish, Eina Torah Mitzkayemes, Ela Bisha Bimis Atzmo Aleha. Yeah? So that's a Pipshan. The Pshat in the Pasuk is, what does it mean Zoysa Torah, Adam ki yomus v'Ohel? Says Resh Lakish, someone who taka is a Baal Torah. Torah is only mekayem, and somebody taki really works at it. Somebody really works at it, taki, and then Torah is mekayem. That's the drush api pshat, api sod. What's pshat? Ki a Torah he za be'atzmo. The Torah is keneged za. Keno dehu nikra Torah shval pe, and nukvah is keneged Torah shbe'bichtav. Va'kiyum. Sorry, forget. Zas keneged Torah shbe'bichtav, and nukvah is keneged Torah shval pe. Now, v'akiyum shelo hema mochim. Now, he can only exist if he has mochim. V'en Torah yechol iskayim. Now, the Torah yechol, v'en Torah yechol iskayim. He wants to know, yos mochim iskayim v'otoy yechol. That means, za needs in order to mekayim himself, taki needs mochim. After in a way to mekayim. Za is connected to the Torah. Ele aridei bina hanika mi. Binas is me. Why me? Because me, the matzah of me is 40 and 10 is 50. That's the nun shar bina. That's the remez to bina. She may mis atzma. When she, bina, is may mis atzma, bishvila toiru, which is zad, that means shanai shalom mistalkim oros shalom, nisharim ke mesim kevim bilte atzmus, v'guf pli guf, neshama. Osim kebish bilator shuza kedei shi labishu betor amochim shelo ve'em mochim shelo ve'ayin lekama mitlabishu ze ma inyono. So what's pshat the pasuk? The pasuk is again achamo zois a Torah mi sheyamus ba'oil ein a Torah miskayemes ela b'mi shememis atzmo. What does that mean? Apisod Resh Lakish is just teaching us the yesod godo that the Torah is taket Torah za. Miskayemes is only aliday mi shemei misatzmo. That means aliday that imas mei misatzmo. That means she's salik off from her nahi. Therefore, the Torah is miskayemes. That means zam is miskayemes. The Kerem Shlomo in Oish Dalet adzin. I'll just read you the Roshon. Have you heard? Mechanikan zab erech nukva. Kmo shkotzuv ein tomis miskayemes. Hainu al shem shu mikabel shefa. Because the interesting diuk over here, because the emissary is that Reish Lakish is einator miskayemes beloshen nikeva, feminine. And then he says ele mimisha memis atzmo beloshen zocher. Should be fakir, because if toz is za, should be en miskayem. And if mi means ima, then the loshen should be memis atzma, not atzmo. It seems to be fakir. Za is referred to as a feminine. And ima is referring to the masculine. So says the Keren Shlom, the pshat is that vibad za is betoas mekabel, and ima is betoas mashpia. That's why she's called the zocher, and that's why he's called the nekev. That's pshat, because the nekev usually b'der chla is a mekabel. Let's continue. Weiter. Gamze saw the pasuk, another pasuk. By the way, he's going to give three reasons why the pasuk says avnayim. The first pshat is like this. Vayomer. The pasuk says, "Vayomer b'yaletchem reitem v'reisem al avnayim." That's what the pasuk says. Vini, be'ez zman aleda mistalkim oros v'ayerchochim ayerchaim shel isha. The taka, all the oros come out from the woman's legs. Shem netzach hod shela. We know the right leg is netzach and the left leg is hod. Nishorim karim v'yaveshim kavonim. That's like a person dying stack, it's like a rock. Because a neshama b'toch a person is like the ish keeps him alive and warms him up. Ner, like the pasuk says, v'sod ner Hashem nishmas Adam, ner which is fire. That's why it keeps the warmth in the person's body, because there's a burning flame inside. That's what the pasuk means. Avnayim means avonim. Why? Because she's getting out all her neshama and her legs. That's why it becomes like rocks. That's one pshat. Another pshat in avnayim means gam hu litam ache can know the v'sefer zomer tikurim shachagat nikraim avos chesed gvura and tiferet and zoas referred to the gimel avos. The nayim netzach yosod is always referred to the bonim. Lachen nikraim avnayim loshen bonim. You got it? That's why it says taka the loshen alaveis no yud mem avnayim in the pasuk, referring to the bonim, because that's where the bonim come out from the nayim. And the third pshat, tam shlishi, that the tam shlishi kia nayi shela hem chozim lasus bechinas guf atzmo lezun. Shehem b'nei tfuna k'Hashem mitlabishim b'toch. Another pshat in bonim is that they become bonim b'fnei atzmo, completely new entity. Very good. With that, we're Messiah Shah Leidus Amochim Perek Gimel. Baruch Hashem. Now we're going to move on to the next Shah Amochim. Shah Amochim Perek Aleph. Nevar ata ina nitlabishus mochim dezah toch hakelim denayi de'ima. Now what we're going to speak about now. We're going to talk about the mochim of Zah betoch hakelim denai deima. The hain like this, it's false. Let me just read one more line. She nishar rekenim be'eser leda k'nizke le'el k'dei she'achakach yir mispashtim betoch Zah. It means like this. We just saw now that the nahi has oiris inside of it, right? The nahi, the nesah hod yisod of ima has oiris inside her kelim. Now what's happening? They're vacating. The oir is vacating her nahi and leaving empty kelim. Now what's going to happen to these empty kelim? I'll tell you exactly what's happening. The mochim of Zah are coming from Avsag Dag, they're coming from the high Bechinas. They're going to come down into these empty kelim of Netzach Hod Yosod of Ima, and that package deal is going to come into Zah. Okay, that's called the Tipa. It's going to be a sign on the side of Abba, which he doesn't speak about here, because it's Nichlal in Ima. That's what we don't speak about. It's Maluvish. But what we see is actually the Tipa of Ima, the Tipa, which is taken called the Kelim of Netzach Hod Yosod. Inside of that is going to have the Mochim of Zah, which are coming from outside the Ak. They're going to come in, and they're going to come into Zah. That's what this Perek is going to speak about.
What's the Tipa again?
The Tipa, I told you, the Kelim, the Ima, which have been vacated, they're empty. And what's going to come in that? The Mochim from on high. And then all that, those two Bechinas are going to be Machnis into the Chabad.
Which stage does it become a tipper? Which stage does it become a tipper?
When it's time to be moiled, this godless. Mochem the godless. When it's time to bring them, which we haven't learned yet, when it's that time to bring the godless of Zah inside into him, Mochem the godless, that's when the tipper is going to come inside.
So even though it entered into the mesh, it's not a tipper yet.
It hasn't entered yet. It's a tipper even before it entered, yes. The tipper creates Zah. Like a child is created through a tip of Ima. Right? The tip of Abba, tip of Ima, the connection together creates the evil. Same type of thing over here. Except this is a different type of concept, because the Zah is already created. Zah is already created. This is a new spiritual type of tipa which is going to go. This is sort of the intellect that you instruct your child with, you teach your child, that's called a tipa. You're transferring what you know into him, that's called a tipa. Transferring. First, let's discuss Ima first. Now, this is a misnomer. If we actually think that her netahod yusod is being vacated and she's left without any legs, I mean, she's giving the legs to Zah, that's not the pshat to Zahiza straight away. That cannot be. Because we know a rule, first of all, whatever's happening in this world is happening in the next world, in the spiritual world. And since we know that a woman gives birth, doesn't give over her legs over to the child, that doesn't make sense. We know that's not the materials, but chalal v'chalal. So what do we mean by the netzach hod yisod giving over, she's giving over her netzach hod yisod into Zah? What does that mean? It can't be that she's giving over her legs and she's left legless. That's a word. Because if she's given over right and left leg and her yesod, how she's mitzavik with Abba. Then we know we know the Zohar tells us that the Zivug Abba V'ima are on a constant basis. The Sibah Zimuchach Muchachu Sheyityav Ela Naya Cherim Chadosh Netzoch Atzma V'chazakiri. A new Musik. New Musik. It can't be she's left without a Nahi. Can't be. Elamai, she must be developing, she must have developed a new Nahi. A new Nahi. Very important concept. It's called the Naya Chadoshim. She'a'ola shela'em keval bi'alnu. She's alu ba'atzma v'nutzlam shevizam. Her own oiras that were in the Netzach Hod Yosod go up and go back into it, doesn't go into Zam v'chalam. As ye'ima shlema v'kol eses filas. She'tiye kula le'mal v'zam. She'tochal izdavik imabam. We'll see how this works exactly. So we'll see Netzach Hod Yosod goes up. And b'sach hakol, you have 10 oilers inside. So be'etim, she's mushlam, except she doesn't have the kelim. Now, how are the kelim going to come out? That's what we're going to speak about now. Omnam in chadush havaya nai chadoshim. We're talking about the kelim now. Le'ima hu be'ofen ze. Shehinein izbay le'er. Shebechinas the kelim. I emphasize. She le'nai de'ima belvad hem asher nidlabushu be'em. Ubitoram ruchniut neshama shel amuchim dizah. It's exactly what we've been saying. Her kelim are vacated, and his all, which is coming from Limala, coming back into her kelim, back into Zah. But the oil which is inside of it, loni shabem. They don't stay, they go up at the ima, they stay in the ima. Omnam istalku lemal be'amde betoch chatzi tiferet chatzi atachno di tiferet the ima kinizgaleir, they go up into her shlish emsoi ve'az ruchni ve'oros hem mishavim u'mamtzim kelim acherim denai letzor atzma. So what's going to happen through the fact that it's going up, it's going to create this cooker pressure situation, and this or is going to create the keli dezav. Az nishlemet ima ve'eses sviros gemurz milvad anayish nitlabeshu betoch Zah. So there's going to be two nayis de ima. One nayi de ima is going to go into Zah, be mashlim him, and another nayi de ima is going to be created through the fact that all is going to create this situation. We're going to explain more in the detail now. It can't be that they all create kelim in Gansin. So let's see how it works. Hu ader ze hagdolas hakoten v'holech v'god. It goes work slowly. V'kein b'kan, v'kein b'kan, ha'levush de'ima, v'tolom v'b'chines kelim sheba nisha v'chetzav kiyum l'mayem, l'malem, v'lo nichnas b'za, hu nigdal v'narich ad holech u'mechase u'malbish and the orod atzmut v'ruchnis denai de'iza de'ima v'im kein tzor she'igad keflayim ma shahaya kedei she'yafsik. Let's keep on reading. It's going to explain more and more muzba as we go along, because we're going to see the orod is going to go up and create double amount of kelim. Then once there's this double amount of kelim, then they're going to come back down, and that's going to be mashlim the kelim, the missing netzah hod yisod, and also the malchus of ima, and the yisod, right? Netzah hod yisod, and then the malchus. Let's continue. Vine zeh kiflosam. Hine zeh ein lokeach me kelim shel ima rak b'tchilas shlish tachton the tifer shel ima v'lemata. What does that exactly take? We speak about it, takes about the night, but it really takes a bit more than the night. It takes the lowest part. Remember, we split the Tiferes into three parts. Right? We always do that. It's part of one of the biggest spheres that we have. And the lowest chele, shlish tachton of the Tiferes, is going to be taken from Zah and the Netzach Hod Yisod. Ima Netzach Hod Yisod, Umalchud Sheba, and also it's going to take the Malchus of Ima. Kimo Sheba Zat Hashem. The Nimsa, Kimashim Nifna Bezah, him Alba Midas, he calls Spheres Midas, same thing. Alba Midas Shlish. What are the four Midas he takes again? Netzach Hod Yisod, Malchus, four Spheres, and a third Shlish, which is the Shlish Tachton of Tiferes. Who is Shlish Tachton Shil Tiferes? The Netzach Hod Yisod, Malchus, Shil Abina. Hine, tzor she'arba midos shlish acherim al elyonim yuch pelu. So therefore, since we're missing four and a third, we're going to need four and a third. How is it going to count? Ketzat naschil. How would he start counting? Metzchilos shnei shlishim achronim sheyesh bebina de'ima. So let's think about it. Now we have esesfilos in Zah. We have chokma, bina, das, and we have the rest. Now, we're going to have to double. We're going to need at least four spheres and a third in order to be mashlim ima. She's missing four spheres and a third. Now, what are we going to double? We're going to double up the two shnei shlish tachtonet debina. We're going to double chesed. We're going to double what else? We're going to double bina. Sorry. Shnei shlish debina. He's going to spell it up. Let's read it inside. Nimnam shem shlish midos shlemas. That means the two shlishim, shnei shlish of bina, achroin, the two lashlishim, nimna, sheyu, alba midos a shlish. That comes out, you have four and a third. Why do you have four and a third? Well, think about it. Every parak split into three. So chokhmah, you have three chalakim, bina of three, das, you have three, chesed, and so on and so forth. You have three parakim in every single sphere. Now, when you look at bina, bina has three parts. Look at the last two parts. Double that. That means you have four parts. How many chalokim it takes to make a sphere? Three parts. So how many parts you have all together in bina? You have all three of the original chelik of bina plus another two. That's five parts. That's one sphere and a third, right? Because every sphere is three, and you have an extra two. So you have one sphere and a third. Nimla ilio alba midos v'shlish shehem, excuse me, one sphira and two thirds. So let's start again. Ketzad naschil metchila shnei shlishim achroinim sheyesh bibina de'ima nimna v'yiyu alba midos v'shlish. It's going to explain himself. Shehem shlosha midos shlemas. So what do we have now? We have das. We're going to make a double of das. Chesed, a double of chesed. Gvura, we're going to double gvura as well. So we're going to have all those three bechinas doubled. We're going to have all those three bechinas doubled. As we go along. So far, so we have three. Vishneishlim tachtoinim, shel bina de'ima, plus there's two bechina the shnei shlis tachtona de'ibina, v'shnei shlis elyonim shel tiferes, and also we're going to double the two lower parts, shnei shlis elyonim shel tiferes de'ima, hem alba midos v'shlish. We're going to have all together four and a third. The elu nigdulun v'nichpulu k'flai v'nas t'shmona midos v'shnei shlishim. Means like this. If we look at the picture, what do we have? We have, let's talk about the spheres were shlemis. We have das, we doubled. We have three chalakim over there, which makes one sphere. We have three chalakim of chesed, which makes three spheres. We make three chalakim of gruel, which makes, therefore, in total, three spheres. Then we have two up in Bina and two up in Tiferes, the two-thirds which are there. So altogether, we have four spheres and a third. That's exactly what was missing, and that's exactly what we want. Now, if you count them all up, really, Be'etzim, you have eight altogether. Why eight? Because you have to count three in Chochmah. Remember, three Cholakim over there. So you have three in Chochmah, three in Bina, three in Das, three in Chesed, three in Gvura, and two in Tiferes. Because one third of Tiferes you gave away. that makes eight and two thirds altogether. Let's count that again. So you have three, three, three. That's nine, ten and a third. That's when you count them all together, you have ten shleimas. Shehem, he spells them out. Shem shnei shlishim tachtonim debina. That's two. V'das v'chesed gvur tiferet netzahod yosod malchus be'ima. That's all together. V'hagen nishlemu al yedein. You have to add in al yedein chokhmah, the three chalakim of chokhmah, elyon, and the shlish elyon. Together with that, you're going to have all ten. So without chokhmah and the shlish elyon of bina, you're going to have eight spheres altogether. That's including the kefil, and altogether with the chokhmah, the shlish elyon, you're going to have ten altogether. He's asking a question over here. V'im toma, lama nichnas b'tchilazda. Bichina shnei shlishim tachtonim de tifers de ima lemata as nimso lama lo. So I missed a very important word. Lama lo, because we know that zah's keser is malbish over the shlish tachton of ima. But why didn't we have it that the keser of zah is malbish the shnei shlish tachtonim of zah of ima? Because in that way you would have. He's going to explain right now. Let's read the words inside. Im toma lama lo nichnas b'tchilat zah b'bchina shnei shlishim tachtonim de tiferes the ima de lemata. As what would be the benefit in doing that? As nimsu arba midos m'shnei shlish would have what? Four midos means four spheres and two shlishim. V'as haita shel b'chinas bina de ima nichpelis v'nigdeles shemitchila bina de ima. At siyum shlish rishon the tiferes the ima hem arba midos bina das, let's count them. You have bina das chesed v'gvura ve'od shlish elyon the tiferes. But what would happen? Because if you increase the zaz yenika, that means zaz chesed would be on the shnei shlish. That means you need to be machbil bit more. That means the entire bina would need now to be doubled over. Because what do we have now? We have only the shnei shlish of the tachta of bina. But if you increase in zah lemala, that means bina completely have to be nikhbal. So why wasn't it that way? But that, by the way, that's the way we find nukva. Nukva is on the shnei shlish tachtonin of the yisod zah. And Masha Enkin, when we have Zah, Zah is only on the Shlish Tachton. So the question is, why is that? Why can't we have a completely kefil of Bina? Bina Das of Guva, but all Shlish Elyon the Tiferes, the Hayo Nichpolim Maspikim, Aval Ata She'ena Kesed Zah, Ole Lamana Mishlish Tachton, the Tiferes, the Ima, Nimsa Shalon Nichpola called Bina. Why is it that we only have a kefil of the two lower chalakim of bina and not all three? So what is the answer? The tshuva here, Kida ba'akdama, we should know this akdama. Kida akdama achas. Vehi ki kemoshin is ba'ak ki zivug abba v'ima shem bechinas shnei patzufim. You know abba v'ima two patzufim. Shnei bechinas chokma bina, the abba v'ima comes chokma bina. The klolos olam atzilus. Lihiyos nechshav kulo patzuf echad keniska behava mekomes. Vehine zivugam tadir velo pasik almin. Vegam keechad inon nafkin vekechada inon sharin. It's loshon zohar. They're always completed together. Abba v'ima are completed together. Ve'en hevesh b'nehem ki ima gdola ke'abba. They're the same size. They're completely in a constant man of zivug. Vizu tam v'zavai gai hu tadir ma she'enken v'zun she'en zivug gai hu tadir lefi she'nuk lifamin guru v'chaser me'menu v'enu shavim v'az enu yuchol l'izdavig v'ima ma she'enken v'zun Nukva sometimes is shoved b'shoved, sometimes she's smaller, and so on and so forth. V'hine, ken ina b'kol b'chinas chokma bina. Anytime you find a chokma bina, it's always the same. Chokma is always the same as bina. Pratu sheyesh b'kol patsu, v'patsu shneim shavim b'mitziyoseim. V'zvigum tadir. He's repeating himself. Ken nimsha shel chokma bina, pchotim shebe'eses sfiros de'ima, tzrichim sheyos shoved b'mitziyoseim. Sheyos zvigum tadir. Since the klal is that the zivug with the am of ima has to be constant, that means they have to be the exact same size. V'lechein, im zayi lokech me'ima shtei shlishim, atachton the tiferet Shelah, if Zah would grow up to the Shnei Shlish Tachtonim of Yisod Ima, that means Hayit Tzrich Kol Bina the Ima Lidgadu VeKefel VeKula. That means all of Bina would need to be Mitzkapel herself to increase double size. B'Zivada Yesh Bo Tashus Kocha, that would weaken Bina. Mashe Enke B'Chokma Shnishma Kol Kocha Ba Mashe Chokma, which is not affected by this Kefel. Lohukbul Lashnu B'Chaser B'Chin Asaycheres B'Shtechteya Mashe Enke. Therefore, Ima would reduce the strength to half. That's the reason why Zah cannot increase more than Ashlish Tachton, the Tiferes, in order that Bina shouldn't have to increase, use up more of a Korach. Ve'ali dekach lo tzitzich bina be'ima lichpul rak shnei shlishim tachtonim yisha shlish elyon shela kiyum bekol kocha bebichin shlish hazeh tiyeh shave ima chochma. So that means the shlish elyon of bina stays by itself. It doesn't have to be weaken herself in order to make herself weaken herself. Only the two bottom parts of the ima weaken herself, but that doesn't affect, apparently, this doesn't affect the relationship between the abba v'ima. They can still mezavim. The question is, why not? Two thirds are being weakened at the end of the day. Why? What would make a difference if there's a third not there? Bila ininu shehine abina yitzur zehei b'rishon shebeshem kenoda v'tzur zehei hi shloshet kavim. We know the hei is like this. Kolalim kol eses sfiros, and includes all ten sfiros. Kavim yamin kolel chokma v'chesed and netzach sheba. Kavim smoli kolel bina v'gvur shehod sheba. Kavim tzai kolel keset. Kavim tzai, which is the top part of the hay, kolel keset das tifer yisod malchus sheba. Hine shlisha elyon sheba, which is the bina, hem chabad sheba. That means like this: you can take every sphere and split it into ten spheres. When you look at the top three spheres, for example, bina. Let's take the sphere of bina, split into ten spheres, because every sphere splits into ten. The top three is chabad. That means a third of bina is chabad, is the ikar strength of the whole bechina of bina. You do that with all of his spheres as well. Shehem shloshe rashim shel shloshe kavim sheba. Vehem shloshe rishone sheba. Vekivam she'elu kaimim bekol kocha b'shlemus maspik b'ze. He tells you, why is it that just having a shlish of bina is good enough? Because you know why? Because that's the top, that's the most important part, because that includes the chokhma bina dat av bina. שכיוון שלושה ראשון השבת בשלימוס וגם שכיוון ששלושה ראשי קווים ניכורים בשלימוסם אין צור לתשלום בכלל ופחד במוקום מוכרף שיוכפלו מטעם הנזכר. And therefore, in this inner, nafka mina, kefil, even though there's a kefil, the two bottom pachalokim of bina, but that doesn't affect it. Or tamacher, korav le nizka le el, v'hu kishlosha rishonis, Lo'olam ha'am chashuvas ke'achas. They are mamash one shtick. V'im kol bina de'ima ha'ita nichpele v'tashash kocha nimsa she'ein la hashva k'shtei rishoynes. She won't be like we have keseh, which is shalom. We have chochma, which is shalom. Mamash enkin, if all of bina would not be shalom, that means nichpelu b'chinoteya, and therefore machli shokoach, she wouldn't be on the same level keseh chochma. Lachin hutzal she'aniach mimeno shlish echa. She had to leave a bechina which is not muchpala. Therefore, that bechina she is safe to be considered to be part of kese v'chochma. Okay, good. So we'll miss time over here. Next time we'll meet, we'll start parak beis of Shabbos.